I mean, our preference would be that the exams would go ahead in June or July, and we entered discussions with the various stakeholders once the Minister made the announcement in April that they would be postponed, and it became clear then that it was not going to be possible to do so to ensure the health and safety of all concerned. So yes, they have decided now to go with a calculated grade system. And just to say, I mean, it's not a perfect solution, but it is a solution that we are now going to work with. One of the protections that we will be looking for is a protocol to be put in place, whereas the teachers will be protected from students or parents or guardians or other people on behalf of students trying to canvass teachers. We don't want in any way the process of calculating a student's grade to be compromised.
Is there any indication of how the calculated grades might be carried out?
Yes, at the minute there's two phases to it. One is a school-based approach, and then it moves on then to the Department of Education. Just at the school-based element, there's four stages to that. One, a teacher will make an estimation as to what they think the student would have achieved in the exam had the exam taken place in June. Now, that is not going to be entirely subjective. The teacher is going to have to look at existing records of the student, available evidence, classwork, homework, performance in exams, not necessarily mocks. And we have made that very clear because, first of all, not all schools do mocks. And secondly, some mock exams are leaked, particularly if you're in a town where one school has scheduled the mocks before another. But also it will take into consideration soft information that is available to a teacher. For example, if a student has been hospitalised or a student has been bereaved, all of that will be taken into consideration when the teacher gives the estimated mark. That will then go to a school alignment process where teachers in a particular subject department will discuss the mark given by each teacher to ensure that all teachers are using the same standards within a school. That then goes to school management, where there will be an oversight there of school management, and they will review the entire process that has been undertaken by teachers. And then it becomes the mark of the school, and that is then transmitted to the Department of Education for the second step, which is the standardisation step. That's one of the reasons why TUI has decided to advise our members that this is the approach that we should take, because it will allow whatever calculated grade a student gets, it is envisaged that they will get that grade in August, the same time that they would get their normal Leave and Cert grade, and that it will be accepted by the CAO as if they had sat their Leave and Cert, so they can progress then to third level in September. And just the caveat is that if any student is not happy with their calculated grade, there will be an option for that student to sit the traditional Leave and Cert exam as soon as it is safe to do so. So that may be later in the autumn or early next year. Unfortunately for those students, it means that they will not be able to progress in September. But if they get in based on their calculated grade, they will.